Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Elizabeth is an attorney with Higgins, Berman, Sobel, and Shapiro. She is at least on the team that is representing Vincent De Leon and is presumably part of a class action suit against Walgreens about this sweet beverage tax we have in Cook County. Beth, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. So Vincent works for your firm. Is that correct?
No, he does not. He is just a regular consumer in the city of Chicago who went out one day to purchase an unsweetened beverage and was charged a tax.
Sometimes I know that attorneys or say groups or associations that want to make the case will find someone to be that, you know, patient zero or X. Is that what happened here? Did you all look for somebody just to make the case? Or did he come to you and say, hey, I'm upset about this?
He came to us and said he was upset about it. And we've actually been contacted by a number of residents and consumers in Cook County who are upset because they're buying just regular old water or an unsweetened beverage or 100% fruit juice and getting taxed when they shouldn't be.
In his case, what exactly happened?
He went to the Walgreens in Hoffman Estates. He bought some Dasani Tropical Pineapple Sparkling Water, and he was charged 96 cents on a $3.79 purchase. And in his case, actually, he didn't know that it was improper. When he went to the checkout, the cashier said, oh, that's strange. I didn't know that this should be taxed like that. And it caused him to follow up on it after he left the store to figure out what happened.
Did he take it back to the store and say, hey, I want a refund of the 96 cents?
He did not. A number of people have tried with Walgreens. Folks have even posted it on Twitter and on Facebook, contacting Walgreens for a refund. And as of yet, no one's been provided a refund.
But Walgreens said it was inadvertent, that they're not trying to screw people here. It's complicated for all of us. Are you sympathetic to that?
I am sympathetic to that, but there are some easy fixes. Certainly, while they may have coded it wrong in their system, they could alert their cashiers to the problem or their store managers to the problem so that they're caught when people are checking out and some type of credit is given. But just because they've made a mistake and know that there's a mistake, they can't continue to do it to people who are unsuspecting.
I wonder what the remedy of this would ultimately be. So Walgreens says, okay, we'll work harder on fixing that. But are we talking about a class action suit here?
We are talking about a class action suit. If Walgreens doesn't provide refunds voluntarily, that would be the remedy that we would seek, some type of fund or common fund that people could come in with their receipts or some type of demonstration that they paid the tax and get a refund for the overcharge.
I get that you need to discipline companies or maybe make them make recompense because they improperly charge somebody. But who's got a receipt from a Dasani bottle this week, you know?
Well, the interesting part is there has been a lot of attention this week, and I think people are becoming aware and going back and pulling their receipts out of their pockets and out of their purses and making sure that they're holding on to them. But you are right. It's tough, and companies know that they can get away with this because people don't keep receipts for small purchases.
Yeah, and usually the remedy then is they say, okay, well, anybody who bought a sweet beverage in Cook County starting August 1st through August 30th will give you a 20-cent off coupon or something like that. And I guess that's better than nothing. But do you foresee something like that as being the resolution to this?
For us, we prefer not to go the coupon route. Why that really just puts money back in Walgreens' pocket when, you know, somebody might choose not to shop at Walgreens again or certainly might be scrutinizing their purchases better. So really, it should be a straight refund.
I've sent my friend David here, who works with us on the show, over to the Walgreens across our street when we heard about Mr. De Leon's case. And we bought a Dasani Black Cherry sparkling sweetened water, unsweetened. You know, the tax should not have been applicable in what we thought was a similar product. The Walgreens on Michigan Avenue did not charge the tax. They appropriately charged us a sales tax, but not a sweet beverage tax.
I think that that's good to hear. We certainly know that that product has been charged the sweetened beverage tax in other places, including in Western Springs. But certainly if stores are fixing the problem or Walgreens is fixing the problem in some type of slow rollout, you know, we applaud that.
Does your firm sort of specialize in these sorts of situations?
We certainly specialize in class actions and consumer products. Yes, that's our bailiwick.
I wonder if people are angry, not so much at Walgreens, but at Cook County. They're really mad at Tony Preckwinkle, and their Walgreens is caught in the middle, suddenly having to roll out a tax which is complicated for any of us to understand. And it's almost inevitable that 7-Eleven or McDonald's or somebody's going to get it wrong.
I think that's true. People are upset with Cook County and don't think that the tax is fair, particularly on top of all the other taxes we pay. That being said, the stores have known about this since November of 2016. It hasn't been a secret. The retailers even took steps to try and delay the implementation of the tax. So they've had, you know, nearly 8 months to properly roll this out. And a lot of stores have gotten it correct and aren't charging it on unsweetened beverages. So certainly it could have been done.
You think they're doing it because they want to keep the extra money?
I think that that's certainly a possibility.
What's your advice to people who are buying sweet beverages in Cook County now?
Buy them elsewhere.
I thought you were going to say keep your receipt.
Well, if you're buying an unsweetened beverage, absolutely keep your receipt. If you're buying a sweetened beverage in Cook County, you're going to be taxed.
Yeah, or maybe not. For that matter, maybe this happens sometimes too, where you worry you get overcharged when you're self-scanning or the checkout person is scanning your items. So, as often as not, I understand, the store is the one that's getting screwed. They could have the coding wrong the other way too.
That's true. A store could, and the store is responsible under the Cook County ordinance to collect the entire amount of that tax from the consumer and remit it to the county. And if they don't do that, I think that there are penalties on that retailer.
Elizabeth Fagan, are you? I'll let you go here, Elizabeth. We'll stay in touch. But are you representing this Mr. DeLeon in the case against Walgreens? You're not involved in the 7-Eleven or McDonald's cases then, huh?
That's correct. Just the Walgreens case.
We sure appreciate your time this afternoon. We'll be in touch.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Elizabeth Fagan represents a man named Vincent DeLeon. And she's from Hagens, Berman, Sobel, Shapiro.